Okay, do you think of any?
I think the majority of the colored people used to always call people Mr. or Mrs. or Miss, but they don't do it too much anymore.
What do they call people now?
Well, they generally, a lot of them are calling by the name.
By his first name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm thinking maybe of some terms they might have used. I heard a young black man that
one. Boss, they used to call a lot of it.
What?
Boss.
Boss?
Yeah.
Now, was that a term of respect?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard a young black man the other day refer to a white man as the man.
The man, they
have
say.
You heard that?
Yeah, they say a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know a term for a child that's born of a racially mixed marriage? You know, one parent of one race,
yeah,
one parent of another race?
Do I know of any?
Do you think of a term you used to refer to?
Well, I have seen some white ones. They say that child and the mother's black. They say that's some white man's child. But a mixed race.
Okay. pardon me.
Sure.
Did you ever hear one called a mulatto?
Yeah, mulatto.
Now, what does that refer to? Does that refer to color or what?
Well, you used to hear them say, well, that's a regular mulatto nigger.
That means he's what color?
Black.
Okay, what color would he look, though?
Oh, he'd be kind of brown, light color.
Okay, does that mean he has white blood?
Yeah.
Okay, that mean it, one of his parents, probably, or any of his grandparents?
Well, it could be one of his parents or his grandparents, but there'd be some white blood back there somewhere.
Okay. Is there white people who aren't very well off and haven't had much of a chance at education, but at the same time they're kind of no good and lazy? How would you refer to them?
Well, just say they're so trifling.
Trifling?
Yeah.
Well, would you have any
lazy?
Yeah.
No, get up and get to them.
Though, you know, not what? Calling them something. Like, have you ever heard them called trash? Or
yeah, I have. Trash.
Ever hear them called crackers?
No.
Ever hear the term crackers?
No.
All right. I think I hear the phone again.
Oh, no.
You're gone enough that they won't.
Yeah. Come. Oh, I'm out in the yard or something.
All right. What about someone who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, so that when he comes in town, he kind of sticks out?
Oh, they call him redneck.
Right.
He's from the sticks or something like that.
If it's not quite midnight and someone asks you what time it is, you'd be likely to say, oh, look, it's getting, what, midnight?
It's nearly past midnight.
Okay, getting toward midnight.
Yeah.
So it's what? It's
11:30. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, would you say it's nearly midnight or getting on toward midnight?
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you'd say it's nearly midnight.
You just said 11:30.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever say now half past 11 or 11:30?
Yeah.
Would you be likely to now?
More than likely. Say half past 11.
Suppose then that it moves on and it's 15 minutes past 11:30. What time would it be?
15 minutes past, would it be about 15 to 12?
Okay, would you ever say, what would you say? Would you say 11:45 or?
About 11:45.
Or
a quarter of 12.
Which one would you be more likely to say, 11:45?
I believe you'd say about 11:45.
Okay. If you're walking outside in the ice, which you might not have any up here.
We do, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I've got some questions I meant to ask you about weather, so that'll come right pretty close to the end. If you're walking outside in the ice and you slip, but then you